Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we like to empower you, so that's what we're going to do. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about the most deadly drugs tonight. Also, we're going to be talking about how we can help our elderly not fall down so much. And we'll see how much time we have left over after we also do the quack report and all that good stuff. But before we do all that, a big salute and Semper Fi, righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer, as you know, and lifting you and me, this country. We need God's hand of protection on us, and I pray for his dutiful protection. So I did bring my devotional today, and today is from Hebrews 12 and Psalms 10, and it goes like this. Make me your focal point as you move through this day. Just as a spinning ballerina has to keep returning her eyes to a given point to maintain her balance, so must you keep returning your focus to me circumstances are in flux and the world seems to be whirling around, the only way to keep your balance is to fix your eyes on me, the one who never changes. If you gaze too long at your circumstances, you'll become dizzy and confused. So look to me, refreshing yourself within the presence, my presence, and your steps will be steady and sure. That's right. Keep your focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and seek the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, apparently there's some pushback in Michigan regarding the smart meters. There's been a coalition of Michiganers taken to the streets, going to the local city council meetings. They're opposing the growing intrusion of privacy and personal safety that the state utility companies are transitioning with the smart meters. So reports indicate thousands of folks have already opted out, with new legislation pending to make these opt-outs cheaper and less penalizing. Apparently, if you want to keep your old analog meter, the utilities penalize you with an extra fee. Here in North Carolina, it's $30 a month if you want to keep your old meter. And not to mention it was good for like 50 years and now you can't have it. So more than 150 people from across Michigan packed this committee meeting to hear about this new bill. It's a House Bill 4220. It would put a cap on the amount of money utility companies are allowed to charge monthly for customers who choose to keep their analog meters. So the bill would also prohibit utility companies from charging any more than the actual amount it costs to remove a smart meter and convert it back to the traditional meter. Well, this is a step in the right direction, huh, Frank? Because before, you know, no smart meter, no electricity for you. That was pretty much the answer. Well, you know, the reason people are kind of balking at the smart meter is they have a couple of reasons. One, usually people are heavy in the privacy area, and then others are they're worried about the safety issues of the meters, because in California they exploded and caused fires on the house. Other people say there's a lot of EMF, dirty electricity emissions from them that can make you sick. So many people simply just don't want to be forced to have these type of devices, and you know, they want to make choices. They want to keep their old meter. That's fine. You know, that's. Yeah, people like choices. They do. All right, last but not least in the quack report, they say tattoos could lead to heat stroke, according to some research. Some researchers at the Alma College in Michigan used a drug to induce sweating among participants. Then they collected sweat samples, and their first batch of samples were taken from the area that was tattooed on the skin, and the other batch was taken from participants who didn't have any tattoos in the same location on their body. So sweating is the key component to the body's temperature regulation. Then they also did another test where they took sweat from one area of the body that was tattooed and then an identical parallel area, so let's say one shoulder blade or the other that didn't have a tattoo, they would compare the sweat. So according to their study, tattooed skin produces less sweat, and it contains higher sodium concentration compared to the non-tattooed skin. They're just not sure, they said, whether it's the ink that's doing that or if it's trauma to the skin or a combination of the both. And of course, they say if you get too heated, it could lead to heat stroke. You know, because you're not sweating enough. Well, there you go. If you got a lot of those tattoos all over you, that could be a problem. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, so we're going to talk about the most deadly drugs. You know, how to determine which pharmaceutical drugs on the market are the most deadly? Well, is it because which drugs create the serious side effects? Or is it because they create addiction? Or maybe it's because they increase the risk of premature death? Well, actually, all drugs offer all of these in various degrees. So you may think you're not addicted to your heart or your diabetic medicine, but your metabolism is, and a sudden withdrawal could be life-threatening. So consider the risk if you suddenly could not get your medicines. So if we consider these realities, we find that the pharmaceutical companies had to buy politicians in order to legislate laws to protect them from the culpable act of poisoning people. So we're going to take a look at what we get ourselves into when we use a prescription medication by looking at just one class of drugs. Well, we're going to follow the money. In 2007, the gross domestic product of the United States that ranked in 17th place was the pharmaceutical industry. So the drugs that are banned in the United States are often sold to other world markets. So the World Bank reports that countries that buy these drugs in the billions of dollars are Belgium, Sweden, Switzerland, Norway, and Saudi Arabia. So the FDA is required by federal law to disclose a list of drugs with seriously dangerous side effects, and patients the world over should consult the list. So according to a 2016 Industrial Research Institute and a Global R&D Research and Development report, the pharmaceutical with the biotech industry, they gained a 43% advantage in the product marketplace. So marketing and making drugs to partner with technology is the way of the future. Well, let's look at some multiple uses for these seriously dangerous drugs. The pharmaceutical industry is known for making a drug and then finding additional uses for it and then rebranding it. So take, for instance, the drug Klonopin, which debuted in 1975 as an epileptic seizure medicine. So medical doctors have been given the freedom due to a federal loophole in controlled substances to prescribe this drug for other conditions such as drug abuse. So in the medical profession, it is also called practice of medicine exception. So, for instance, if you're addicted to cocaine, then you go to rehab, then the doctors will prescribe drugs like Klonopin to help you during your withdrawal. So the fill-in prescription is there only for temporary use, supposedly, to give the patients a high, but then they come, to kind of wean them off their other addiction, but then they become addicted to the fill-in drug. So with regards to Klonopin, because rehab patients do not suffer from seizures usually, the effects of the drug are very different. So singer Stevie Nicks, for example, she tells us she was put on Klonopin when she entered rehab for a cocaine addiction in 1986, and she states this: Klonopin is a horrible and dangerous drug. I was in rehab for 45 days to detox, and the drug made me feel like a zombie. It got so bad, I felt like my brain was on fire, and someone opened a door and pushed me into hell, end of quote. Well, Klonopin attempts to fill the euphoria gap for the drug abusers, and initially it does that, but then the patients end up with a feeling of horror and anxiety and mental paralysis. So one patient described it as if you were to take your tongue and stick it into an electric socket. Ooh. So other than for seizures, Klonopin has been prescribed for insomnia, anxiety, depression, panic attacks, weight control issues, boredom, and frustration. Wow. So what else is it not prescribed for? So Klonopin is also called clonazepam. It is a benzodiazepine. It's a Schedule 3 drug, and it should not be used long-term for non-seizure use. So recommended use is for a limited time, like 7 to 10 days. But doctors refill the prescriptions, helping to create this addiction. So it is the same class of drugs as opioid painkillers like Oxycontin. So doctors will also prescribe other medications with Klonopin, and often medical examiners report there's this combined drug intoxication. It's the cause of death. They call it a CDI, combined drug intoxication, and it gets put on the death certificate. Such as in the case of the celebrity Anna Nicole Smith in 2007. That's what happened to her, as well as Margot Hemingway, who overdosed on Klonopin in 1996. So the drug is given out also routinely to our veterans. Yep, they use it at the VA hospitals, give it to military vets for post-traumatic stress disorder. So in 2006, the U.S. government, it's on its Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration report, published that benzodiazepine prescribed drugs were the number two reason for emergency room admissions. So it was second to cocaine and heroin. However, in 2014, the American College of Emergency Physicians reported that benzodiazepine combined with fentanyl drugs is 15 times stronger than heroin. Now, if you mix benzodiazepine drugs with heart medicines, you run the risk of a deadly stroke. So how does this work, Doc? Well, actually, scientists say they're not sure what Klonopin does when it's digested, except that it dramatically affects the functioning of the brain. It stops seizures for those that are having them, but for those not having seizures, it makes them feel like their brain is on fire with electrical signals, as if the brain were in a seizure. So scientists have really no idea how the drug lowers or heightens the electrical activity of the brain. It therefore creates unpredictable reactions in people. So the human brain is such a complex structure that science is really experimenting with people in this regard, and that's frightening. Here's a quote from neurosurgeon Dr. Frank Vezosic Jr. He's also the author of the book When the Air Hits Your Brain, Parables in Neurosurgery. He says, "The human brain has a trillion nerve cells storing electrical patterns more numerous than found in water molecules in the world's oceans. So if Klonopin is given to a patient with epileptic seizures, it's likely to bring the symptoms under control. Given to a person for a completely different problem, such as sleep or eating disorders, it might actually cause an epileptic seizure." End of quote. So one thing is for sure, Klonopin makes addicts out of patients within a few short weeks. And patients will doctor shop to get the drug. They'll go through withdrawal, and it's very dangerous, and it can cause what is known as benzodiazepine withdrawal syndrome, which include an elevated heart rate, insomnia, nightmares, hallucinations, anxiety and panic attacks, weight loss, muscle spasms and cramps, and seizures. So there is, though, a series of benzodiazepine drugs. There is more than one drug of this nature. One, for instance, called tamazepam, is also referred to as the knockout drug. So it was developed in the 60s. It was put on the market under a brand name, Resitrol, and it puts people under this hypnotic influence, making patients compliant. So it's often used in mental hospitals or in prisoner of war camps, and it has been used by governments for mind control and brainwashing of people. So you may know this drug by its other name, the date rape drug. Now, the side effects of this thing is, you know, confusion, clumsiness, drowsiness, impaired memory and amnesia, impaired motor function, extreme euphoria, dizziness, and impaired learning. So other benzodiazepine drugs are your Xanax, which causes violent and psychotic behavior. It also increases hospitalization admissions by about 60%. And then Ativan, which also causes homicidal and suicidal behavior, and that's used by the U.S. government to sedate captives. Wow. But hey, We're not done. You take this stuff and your bones are at risk too. In 2016, the University of Eastern Finland published their research on benzodiazepine drugs, stating it causes hip fractures. So it seems doctors will give Alzheimer's patients these drugs, and 43% suffer from hip fractures. So their findings were published in the Journal of the American Medical Directors Association in September of 2016. Now, that same year, the Louisiana State University Health Sciences Center identified benzodiazepine drugs as the culprit for not allowing bones to heal. So orthopedic surgeons were involved in this research, stating the drugs prevent the bones from reuniting or knitting together, and the fracture doesn't heal. Their research was published in the September 2016 Journal of the American Medical Association. Well, and you know, these things are readily available. People who become addicted to these drugs are now able to get them over the internet without a prescription from mostly international websites. So the course was predicted actually over a generation ago by conscientious physicians and scientists who warned us this would happen. So where is the, you know, crackdown? Well, lucrative industries are often willfully overlooked by officials. So all prescribed drugs are toxic to the body, and they stress the organs beyond natural means. So patients need to research all medications recommended to them, and if they do not like the risks involved, they should look for alternatives. Now, in most cases, there is a remedy to correct the imbalance. So all these drugs are going to leave pharmaceutical residues in the tissues, and that all should be cleansed away. So there are herbs that help us, you know, gain control of our food cravings, our hunger, and to help manage our weight. There's herbs to help us, you know, keep calm and stay in control and not panic and get depressed. And I'm not talking about marijuana. Also, there are herbs to help us sleep better and get awake refreshed. So if you've been on drugs, you might want to research your alternatives so you can get off of them. So don't forget, cleanse away the drug residues that are still in your body after you get off of them. And to find out more, you might want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Ask about their organ cleansing products, their immune boosting formulas, and they got some other things as well. Strengthening herbs for systems, you know, so you have options there. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. Of course, you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious, if you are serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. They are a professional strength formulation. You will not find them in stores. So you got to give them a call. Get a free catalog. Ask and get your catalog today. You can have one mailed to you, or you can download it from the website at thepowerherbs.com. So give them a call, 866-229-3663. And of course, if you're on the website, do sign up for the newsletters. They're awesome, and they are a free subscription. If you have email, they will be delivered to you each week. The American Survival is delivered on Tuesday, and the Health Quest is delivered on Friday. So do sign up for that, and be empowered. Information you're not going to get anywhere else. There are a lot of people that, you know, they miss the broadcast, and then they'll either go to the archives or they'll subscribe to the newsletters and catch up that way as well, because the newsletters kind of recap things. So that's cool. All right, we got a few minutes before we got to take a little break, so we're going to talk about these age-related injuries that happen to our elderly, and some of them, you know, can kind of cut short a life, and we don't want to do that. There's like 2 million elderly people that fall and suffer each year. Every 13 seconds, an aging adult will suffer with a fall. So hospital stays due to these falls double the length of a stay and increases the risk of premature death. So about 10,000 of our elderly die from a fall each year. And doctors often explain it is because as we get older, we are less flexible, we lose our balance, we're not as coordinated, and we have poor reflexes, and we got a very poor balance reflex is what they're telling us. So we're to believe that we fall because we're old. This, however, does not have to happen, as it did not. It's not due to old age, but it's due to lack of mobility and stiffness and us not retaining our flexibility and our balance mechanisms. There are some low impact exercises that people can do as you get up in age to, you know, stimulate your reflexes, keep your feet and ankles and knees limber so you can kind of go up and down stairs and all that good stuff. Miranda Esmond White out of Canada does a wonderful job of producing those types of exercise routines, and they're very gentle and they're low impact. So it helps us stay more mobile longer. So you can check her out. Eccentrics is the name of her company. You can Google her on the internet, and you can order her DVDs for exercise. You do them in the privacy of your home. And I know because I have a stack of them. And because I kind of like change up my routine, and she does a lot of stretching and Tai Chi type things, and I like that. It kind of changes things up a little. So hospital stays due to falls actually double the increased risk of a premature death, and we want to, you know, not have that happen. So we're going to take a look at how we can help prevent that. But first, more statistics on our people falling down. According to the statistics, more elderly females fall than males. And we're told that the older the female gets, her risk of suffering a fall will increase. So when falls occur, over half of the patients usually they experience a repeat fall within about 6 months. So the age group with the most falls is those over 65. Often this group has, you know, a higher risk of dying prematurely. So 1 in 50 of our elderly fall, and it will produce a hip fracture, and 1 in 4 will die from that injury within 6 months. Also, falls severely impact the mobility of the elderly person, and less mobile means more vulnerable to health complications. So not good, not good. So we want to stay mobile and flexible. We want to have our balance reflex. And there's things that we can do so simply and so inexpensively to keep all that going. Well, and then, you know, you got to think, since I just did that segment on drugs, creating all these other things, do you suppose the elderly are on drugs that encourage them to fall? Well, according to the Journal of the American Geriatric Society, there are several medications that can increase the risk of falls for the elderly. For instance, reports suggest that if patients are on 4 or more medicines, it increases the risk of falling. So medications for depression, antipsychotic medications are at the top of the list. So when patients try to come off of these drugs, there's this reduction and they fall down, you know, because they're having withdrawal and they're not themselves. So also on the list are the blood pressure medicines. Drugs for the hypertension or the hypotension, the low blood pressure, can cause dizziness and they fall down. That's what happened to my mother-in-law. She, you know, her medication needed to be adjusted and she actually just passed out and fell down. Other medications for over-the-counter drugs that can double the chance of a fall are going to be high blood pressure meds, various cardiovascular drugs like your beta blockers, diuretics, anti-arrhythmia medications, anti-seizure drugs like Klonopin, antihistamines, insomnia medications, respiratory and bladder medications, and diabetic drugs, all on the list that will increase your likelihood of falling if you are elderly. Goodness. Well, we got to take a break according to the clock. We're going to find out on the other side of this break why these drugs promote this falling down. And we're going to stop it, right? Yeah, we'll be right back.
I would walk 10 miles on my hands and knees. Ain't no doubt about it, baby, you are in the bees. I wrestle with the lion and the grizzly bear. It's my life, baby, but I don't care. That tough is enough.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Loaded guns in your face, and you'll have to deal with pressure.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about how to help our elderly stay on their feet and not fall over. So why do some of the medications the elderly are on, which we covered before the break, why are they creating this or promoting more falls? Well, according to medical science, prescription and some of the over-the-counter medicines tend to block brain chemical activity. These are the ACE choline signals, and they can cause an unwanted effect, such as blurred vision, increased heart rate, confusion, and even give a sedation effect. And we have over 43 Americans over the age of 65, and the U.S. Census is projecting 83.7 million to be by 2050. So half of them are taking drugs for things like bladder conditions, which affect the nervous system and encourage people to fall. 20% of the elderly Americans are taking antidepressants, and that figure actually jumps to 40% if they are in a facility such as a hospital or nursing home. About 12% of the elderly can't sleep and take insomnia medicines. About 18% are taking medicines for respiratory conditions. So according to U.S. News, the most expensive drugs the elderly are taking are the metabolic, for things like metabolic disorder, you know, heart medicines, nervous system medicines, digestive disorder drugs, and also respiratory medicines. Now, here's some good news. When elderly are more active and take calcium and vitamin D supplements, it seems to improve their balance and muscle tone and function, and it reduces their risk of falling by an additional 20%. So there's this movement. The good prevention programs are out there to help people avoid falling, and it helps to keep them flexible as possible and promote good balance and a healthy lifestyle free of all these prescription drugs. So in our 40s, we start to show signs of aging with a reduction in energy or flexibility, poor posture, slower reflexes, tighter muscles and connective tissues in the spine, and maybe some atrophy there. So we start to become more sedentary as we get older, and as our muscles actually become less flexible, they tighten and shorten. So we find we can't maybe, you know, lift our arms as high as we used to, you know, to above our head, and have difficulty getting dressed even. We may shuffle a little bit when we walk. That makes us more unsteady on our feet. Now, we shouldn't have to degenerate in this way. If we take precautions, we can prevent it as long as possible. So even if we lose some of this mobility and these functions, we can get them back and reduce the risk of falling. So there is a way to improve our range of motion without pain. And, you know, we can put the spring back in our step. And it doesn't have to involve any high-impact exercise. Now, I encourage folks to investigate again the Miranda Esmond White, her work called Classical Stretch. It's on DVD sets, and you'll be amazed what, you know, just 20 minutes of stretching exercises with this DVD set that she has can do, especially if you're over 50. So it's also very beneficial for younger people with foot, hip, back, shoulder, or neck problems. She does work with athletes a lot. You know, professional ballerinas, hockey players, and so forth. And they experience her program, and actually it reverses a weakness. And when you do that, the pain in the knee will go away, and you can get off the opiate drugs, right? So I've noticed that I do not have to visit my chiropractor as often after I discovered her classical stretch set, so I am giving her a thumbs up. So everyone should keep in mind that one prescription of medication will cause 100 chemical changes in your metabolism, and two medications cause 100 times 100 chemical changes, and scientific medicine doesn't have a clue what those changes are going to be. So the drugs will often leave the patients with a rebound effect. They'll be worse off than when they started taking the drugs, and this is a far less dangerous to actually just change the lifestyle, maybe get some classical stretch going. going and maybe take some power herbs and, you know, sidestep a lot of the falling down. So instead of bladder drugs for urgency and incontinence, why not use herbs to cleanse and tone the kidney bladder and forget those problems, right? Instead of sleep medicines and antidepressants, why not use herbs that are packed with nutrition to feed the brain and the nervous system so you can sleep better and not feel as anxious or depressed? So in a lot of instances, illnesses is caused by the buildup of all these toxins from these drugs. So organ cleansing could be an option, too, to remove those excess residues and, you know, gently rinse all those symptoms away. So Apothecary Herbs does have the Kidney Bladder Cleanse Kit. It has several formulas for anxiety, panic attack, and emotion, and you know, depression. So emotional stress, valerian root, relaxation formula are also up there. You'll see them in the category under their table of contents in their catalog, so you can just flip to that section. So for more information or for your personal free catalog, give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, if you have access to their web, thepowerherbs.com, because it puts the power back in your hands. Awesome. Yeah, professional strength herbal formulas to the rescue. All right. A lot of people say, you know, what's the difference between that stuff at Apothecary Herbs and what's already in stores? Well, what's in stores is not a professional strength formula. It's also a mass-produced formula that is created with friction and heat, and it lowers the potency. So this is why you have to take a ton of that stuff to make any headway. All right, so we're going to talk about, since we got some time, we're going to talk about the menopause link that could be connected to an increased risk of heart disease. Because there have been some reports that when girls begin puberty at a much earlier age than previous generations, this hormone manipulation has been a suspect in the cause of a condition later on. Research has pointed to this link of premature menopause could actually put women at a greater risk of heart disease later. And we're told that on average, women reach menopause at about 50, but the condition begins between the ages of 42 and 47. So we're going to take a look at this new revelation, why younger women are experiencing premature menopause, and what we can do to protect ourselves. So a little out of sync is what I see. And according to the research that was done at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine, women who experience the early signs of menopause prematurely have a greater risk of cardiovascular disease. So researchers are saying younger women are reporting hot flashes, night sweats, along with the common symptoms of menopause. So according to the medical science, about 80% of the older women experience menopausal symptoms. Science is now thinking that menopause symptoms are more than just a late-in-life nuisance. The statistics seem to indicate that no matter what age women experience menopause symptoms, it could be an indicator of heart disease. So according to Dr. Rebecca Thurston of Pitt School of Medicine, menopause symptoms start much earlier than around the final menstrual period and can last longer than medicine had thought. According to her, she says, we now know that these symptoms persist far longer and often start earlier than we thought. Our research suggests that for women, particularly for younger midlife women, menopausal symptoms may mark adverse changes in blood vessels and increase the risk of heart disease. So what medicine's now thinking is that early menopausal symptoms are associated with dysfunction in the lining of the blood vessels. And is this all age-related then? Well, according to Thurston's study, she said they looked at cardiovascular disease risk in women who experienced early signs of menopause before the age of 42. And so the study elevated or evaluated 254 women that participated in this National Heart, Lung, Blood Institute Women's Ischemia Symptom Evaluation Study. Long title. So they noticed that younger women that were experiencing the hot flashes before the age of 42 were likely to have premature menopause, suggesting dysfunction of the blood vessels. And their research was published in the September 2016 Journal of Menopause. So what are some of the possible causes of all this then? What could be influencing girls to begin menstrual cycles earlier than usual and having menopause earlier than usual? What outside influence could be altering the normal reproductive system of women? One possibility arose when the American College of Pediatricians looked at conditions caused by vaccines. They asked what vaccine would be associated with what they call premature ovarian failure or premature menopause. They looked at numerous case reports going back to 2013 in which the reports were documenting young adolescent girls diagnosed with premature menopause within weeks of getting one particular vaccine for the prevention of cervical cancer, which was the Gardasil vaccine. So the investigation also revealed that the vaccine study prior to being approved did not address ovarian function in the animal or human safety trials. Therefore, primary care physicians and gynecologists are not aware of the risk, and therefore, if premature menopause occurs, it's not going to be associated with the vaccine for the ovarian failure, and it doesn't get reported. So doctors may not identify this vaccine as really a sterilization drug. And physicians may, you know, reason that younger females that start missing menstrual periods, you know, it's a sign of stress or maybe it's a disease, and they don't report or associate it with the vaccine as being the cause of ovarian failure. So this is what they discovered. The physicians at the American College of Pediatricians found that Gardasil vaccine offers an autoimmune association caused by the aluminum adjuvants. Previous scientific evidence that such adjuvants cause ovarian toxicity in the animal studies, and it cited that there were side effects that got magnified when it was paired with the preservative in the vaccine called polysorbate 80. So the Gardasil vaccine was both has both of these ingredients. So they also discovered, based on the reports to the vaccine adverse reporting system, 88% of the premature menopause in adolescent females was a direct result of the Gardasil vaccine. Another cervical cancer vaccine called Cervix, which was licensed in 2009, that accounts for about 10% of the premature menopausal cases in young women. Well, there are some other vaccines. The American College of Pediatrics also found that when adolescent girls are vaccinated with influenza, meningitis, and tetanus vaccines, they also can cause a nearly 6% rise in ovarian dysfunction, similarly to the Gardasil vaccine. So it's been known that the tetanus vaccine has been altered to include a protein that makes females allergic to pregnancy and causes spontaneous abortions. So overall, the report showed 76% of the premature menopause or ovarian dysfunction has been caused solely by the Gardasil vaccine. Well, another fact that the research team uncovered is that during the human trials for the Gardasil, FDA-approved Gardasil, that the females were also taking contraceptives that would mask ovarian dysfunction. So the American College of Pediatricians made the following agencies aware of their findings: the FDA, the CDC, and the Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices. So guess how far that went. Well, they requested the CDC conduct a four-month monitoring of the Gardasil and report the adverse reports to the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System or other vaccines that are producing ovarian dysfunctions. They also requested that the primary care providers nationwide be made aware of the risk, and they received a letter back by the U.S. government representative which stated, "We will continue to conduct studies and monitor the safety of the HPV vaccines," that's the Gardasil vaccine, "should the weight of the evidence from the vaccine reporting system or other sources indicate a likely causal association between premature ovarian malfunction and the HPV vaccine, then appropriate action will be taken in terms of communication to the public and health response and health providers, U.S. government. So by the way, thanks for your letter, but we're just going to sit back and do nothing. That's pretty much what that said. So I wonder what kind of percentages, you know, indicate that to the government that there is a valid association present, a real problem associated with a vaccine. Well, Australian pediatrician Dr. Deidre Little published an article in 2012 in the British Medical Journal that 16-year-old girls that were given the Gardasil vaccine were developing premature menopause. Another study conducted in Italy and Israel appeared in the American Journal of Reproductive Immunology, documenting the cases of ovarian failure in these young girls. Japan has issued a nationwide notice that the Gardasil vaccine is no longer to be given to young girls between the ages of 12 and 16. To counter all this negative scientific reporting on the Gardasil vaccine, the media has been rolled out with their campaign to promote the vaccine as safe and underutilized. So the word has been, you know, getting around to parents, and they're starting to refuse the Gardasil vaccine for their daughters. Well, good for them. And a political push to mandate Gardasil for all public school female adolescents, though, is in development. So to parents out there and grandparents, FYI. Yeah, mandating the vaccine drugs is the push. Well, you know, medical researcher Cynthia Janak looked at the clinical trial data that Merck had submitted to the FDA, which got the Gardasil vaccine approved. And what she found, she was able to assemble an overwhelming amount of evidence that showed a lack of controls on the animal trials. So according to Janak, all drugs have to pass these animal trial tests before they get submitted to the FDA for approval to move to human trial. So the purpose of the animal studies is to identify any safety issues that can develop. So apparently the Gardasil didn't pass mustard there, but somehow it got overlooked. So she said, this is what Janak reported. She says Merck omitted specific tests that measure the vaccine's effectiveness on female reproduction. The HPV vaccine, the Gardasil vaccine, is recommended to be given to females at age 11, and no tests were done for that age group anywhere in the world. She says Merck failed to do follow-up on any female fertility issues in the clinical safety study. Human test subjects were often chosen due to they had not started menstruation. And other female subjects were taking hormonal contraception to max ovarian dysfunction. So the follow-up on the female subjects that encompassed just 1 week after the vaccine was given, and of course ovarian malfunction occurs 2 weeks after the vaccine. And the detergents and the adjuvants, she said, in the vaccine cause serious health effects. It drops their blood pressure and offers cardiac depressant function, metastatic tumors that are confirmed also by the animal study, she said. And also polysorbate 80 in the vaccine destroys ovaries in lab animals. Wow. So somebody doesn't want, you know, a lot of people not having children, apparently. So Dr. Deidre Little summarized the trial data conducted by Merck on the Gardasil vaccine as this: underrepresentation of the vaccine's target age group, incomplete short-term follow-up, definition limitations, hormone usage, restrictions on vaccine report card documentation, and the decision to not report new medical conditions as adverse events which occurred post-vaccination compromised the safety studies and caused ovarian health risks, end of quote. Well, that was a mouthful. Well, and she's an Australian researcher with the British Medical Journal, so I think she knows what she's talking about. Now, here's the big picture on the effects, though. Researchers Cindy Janak and Dr. Little and other healthcare professionals who dug up all these side effects on the Gardasil, they produced this list, and here it is. And this is just a partial list because we don't have enough hours to go over how many side effects. Okay, cardiac arrest, collapse, and unconsciousness. This is what happens to girls when they get the vaccine. Low blood pressure, menopause, irregular menstruation, ovarian abscesses, ovarian atrophy, state 3 ovarian cancer. Well, this is what the shot's supposed to protect you from is cancer, right? Ovarian cyst ruptures, ovarian enlargement and failure, ovarian tumors, ovarian hemorrhaging and infections, ovarian necrosis. This means your ovaries just shrivel up and turn black and die. Carcinoma of the cervix, all stages. Cervical dysplasia, cervix inflammation and hemorrhaging, and uterine and cervix ulcers. Wow. And you know, there's a series of 5 of these shots they give these girls for the Gardasil. It's not just one vaccine shot. They give you 5. So most girls start to show symptoms with the first shot. So I don't know why parents take them back for these successive shots. It's insanity. There is really no doubt that the area of scientific medicine, in this case, you know, turning a blind eye. I have to say, it's just corruption in the U.S. government and the judiciary going along with it. You know, this is killing people. This is hurting people. No one can expect good things from evil sources. I'm sorry. So other causes for premature menopause are infertility treatments. According to gynecologist Dr. Ganatri, he says medications for infertility treatments can induce early menopause. So chemo drugs and radiation treatments can also cause premature menopause. So all of these, including Gardasil vaccines, can obviously damage the female reproductive system and put women at serious risk and even heart disease. Yep. So keeping healthy and well is actually requiring more effort these days. We have to be really, really careful. We must be vigilant and investigate all recommended medical treatments before we use them. So if women are concerned about cardiovascular health, they have options to strengthen that area. If they're experiencing menopausal symptoms, and, you know, if they're at the age of menopause, there's herbs that help make a smooth transition through menopause. So people need to realize that if their doctors are kept in the dark on purpose by the drug companies and are unaware of the dangers of certain treatments, then it is also possible doctors are unaware of the natural effect of healthy options. Yeah. So if you'd like to learn more, there's a bunch of female formulas the folks at Apothecary Herbs would like to introduce you to. And all are whole organic whole food. And it feeds your reproductive system so it can function normally. So it's not hormone replacement. Okay. You know, you mess things up when you go that way. So you got to go with the natural whole food stuff, and then the body can rebalance and do its thing like it's supposed to. So you're supporting the function, you're working with the system, and that's always a safer, healthier way. So if you want to learn more, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They'll send you a free product catalog upon your request. That number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or you can visit The Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. So it puts the power back in your hands. You're in control. You're not on drugs for life. You're not risking yourself to toxic medications. And so it's all organic. God said herbs are here for the service of man and for the healing of the nations. I don't know why people ignore that. That's huge. That's so powerful. And God can't lie. So I totally believe, and I think herbs work better in believers, you know. I think it's just a blessing. So, you know, learn all you can about taking good care of yourself with natural means, because natural herbal food sources are strengtheners and make you independent from your problems, whereas drugs manage disease, cause weakness, and make you more dependent to your problem. So MD means manage disease. Hope you know that. That's what it stands for, I think. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, medicate disease. So if you feel the need to consult a medical physician, then do so. Beware. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.